There are places drunk people can go in La Crosse if they require medical treatment or medical observation. Those who simply indulge too much don't have a place to go. The mayor's task force on alcohol met after the drowning death of UWL student Jared Dion over a year ago. Among the recommendations, the authors of the report expressed a need for a social detox center in La Crosse. The idea isn't a new one. La Crosse used to have one back in the 1970s and early 1980s. Pat Ruda is the director of the Cooley Council on Addictions.
Remember, that was in the 70s. Now we're in 2006. There are different laws. There are different. It's a different environment today in some ways than it was back in the late 70s.
Ruda is also a member of the Social Detox Team, which has members from the La Crosse County Community Foundation, Tri-State Ambulance, the Tavern League, and others. Ruda says members of the Social Detox Team have decided they aren't necessarily sold on the idea of establishing a social detox center yet. Some wondered if the focus should be on educating people to make sure those under the influence of alcohol can get home and in the bed safely. The decision whether to open an actual detox center may depend on what police and emergency personnel notice during this year's Oktoberfest. It could be weeks before the Social Detox Team is ready to make a decision. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.